आप सुन रहे हैं मेरी कहानियां विद बबीता पटनायक, ओनली ऑन ऑडियो पिटारा।
नमस्कारम, दिस इज अ ट्रिब्यूट टू माय डियरेस्ट फ्रेंड माइकल ज़िगेनर, अ फिजिकल थेरेपिस्ट असिस्टेंट हु जस्ट रिसेंटली पास्ड अवे। This is not about the sadness that I'm going through, but instead I'm the celebration of life, which that is what he wanted to be remembered about. The first time I met Michael, he was in his shorts, long hair, which was tied in a ponytail, and a shirt that just fell over the shorts, and had open toes. Sandals that he wore. He came to the nursing home where we were working with the older folks, and the first time I saw him, I was a little aback, because here I was all dressed up in uniform and I saw him in a very casual outfit. So when I first met him, he introduced himself as I am Michael Ziegener, the physical therapist assistant, and I work here. When I heard that, I did not have a good impression, because to me that was very unprofessional to be dressed up like that. Later on, I found out he just stopped by to give some paperwork and he was traveling and he was actually not working. The next encounter I had, he was in uniform, nicely groomed, his nails were trimmed, shaved, tall guy, tall with broad shoulders, and he walked in the hall and I turned around and I took a notice. I said, who is this guy? And then when I came just right in front of him, there he was, completely transformed. And I asked him, I said, Mike, I saw you the other day and you were very casually dressed and you came here and I thought you are working. And he said, no, Babita, I would never do that. I was just passing by and I had to drop off some paperwork, so I just came to the therapy department. And then I started my association with him. The next time I met him in the nursing home, he saw me and it was 3 o'clock, and he said, Babita, you need to go home. There is thunderstorm warning and you need to go home. And I looked at him and I knew that he was a lot caring about me and my safety. We have tornadoes in this area and we have huge thunderstorms with rains, and I had to drive an hour and a half to reach home. And my son was just 6 months old and I was nursing during that time. So that was the kind consideration he showed in my second visit, in my third visit with him. And then there was the fourth visit I had was with his fiance, Michelle, who came to see our son. And I still remember he brought the most cutest outfit from Oshkosh, and corduroy brown pants and brown shirt, and I looked at it and I'm like, this looks like a little baby who is dressed up, you know, in a big man's clothes. And then my friend Mike and Michelle, they said, well, we like to dress up our kiddos and you can dress him up when you go out on special occasions. So that's another episode I remember. And moving on to another year, we started working in the same nursing home, and for about 25 years we have been associated with Michael Ziegener. From him I learned how to communicate, how to show the compassion to the geriatric population. The old ladies, they would come and they would look for Mike. They would enjoy his conversation. He was always he showed respect to all the older folks. He would be kind, he would comb their hair, he would bring them and give them the feeling of dignity. Most of our older folks do not get that. And he always made sure that they would he would always ask, have you had your breakfast yet? Most of them would say no. And then he would make a special trip to the kitchen, get the food for them before he started any therapy. Everyone in the nursing home loved Mike. He was handsome. He was tall. More than that, he knew each person, and he would take time to talk to them about their personal things. He would ask them about their families. He would ask them what they're going through. Many times he would give them money. There would be kids who would come and visit, and he would just slip in $20 bill and not even let anybody else know it. He would talk to the patients' families and do things for them. He would call the patients' families using the older people would call their own kids using his phone. He would always be donating something. One day I saw him with a hair pretty much, you know, tied up in a bun, and I would always ask him, Mike, why don't you cut your hair? You know, you look like you are in a, you know, you look like one of those Tarzan movies, you know, stars in the Tarzan movies. He would just smile and not say anything. And after a year, he came with his hair really short. And I said, oh my God, what happened to your hair? You know, because I had gotten used to seeing him in long hair. And he said, I donated my hair to the kids who have cancer and they lose their hair. I donated to them. There is an agency that takes hair for the kids and for the people who have lost hair after cancer treatment. He donated to them. But the beauty was, he never told me. He never explained himself. Never explained it. But he was a mysterious man. His behaviors were very mysterious. You never knew what was going in Mike's head. He would get upset with things, but he would never speak out his mind. He would always be calm. He would be content. He would be very reserved most of the time. And you would not know what is going on in his mind. Mike left us all on August 22nd of this year. There is a huge void, but on the good side, I have this beautiful memories that I cherish. When I think of Mike, I think of this careless, casual, tall, handsome guy with a kind heart, with a beautiful smile. I miss him. I miss his presence. I miss his kindness. Every weekend, I think of him. I think of all the good things he told me, he showed me with his action. Wherever you are, my friend, someday we will meet soon. Till then, you will be missed. Signing off, Babita Patnaik.
ऐसे ही इंटरेस्टिंग पॉडकास्ट्स और ऑडियो स्टोरीज के लिए सुनते रहिए ऑडियो पिटारा। ऑडियो पिटारा, सुनना जरूरी है।